Hey everyone, how's it going?
Yoo-hoo!
Yeah, hell yeah. Nice. I travel a lot for work. I take a lot of long flights. So recently I decided that I needed to have more fun on the plane. So one thing I've been doing recently is if I see the person by the exit row, if I see them in their seat sleeping, I'll walk to them. You know, I'll shake them up a bit and I'll be like, hey, is this some kind of fucking joke to you right now? Like, eyes on the sky, what are you doing? You can also walk in with some like loose bolts in your pocket. You know, and by the time you like hit a turbulence or something, you should look at the person in the middle seat. They're already having a bad time. And you can take them out of your pocket and be like, hey, I'm no plane expert, but are they supposed to come off so easily? Like, I'm so scared. Can you put them back? Also, years ago, I used to work in retail and customer service. Anyone here does that or used to do that? Yeah, it's bad. It sucked. I worked in customer service for so long, it's the main reason I don't believe that all lives matter, you know? Like, you do it for a few weeks, and then you're like, some people do deserve to die. Yeah. Absolutely. By my hands, no less, for sure. And I used to work at this place not too long ago. I've been told by friends that I need to stop talking about them on stage so they don't sue me. So, you know, legally, I can't say anything about them, but they do sell iPhones. So, it could be anyone. We will never know. Every time I pass by there, I'm like, blessed be the fruit, you know? And one thing that used to happen to me a lot when I worked there is that customers, they would hear my accent and they would try to guess where I'm from, which, you know, is like a fun game for both of us. And I remember I had this one guy who approached me and he was like, hey man, I'm gonna ask you something and this is gonna be like a white dude thing to ask. And I was like, no, I'm aware, my eyes gave me the heads up. And then he was like, are you Persian? And I was like, no, I'm not, you know, cause I'm not. And then with so much confidence, he replied and he was like, are you sure though? And I was like, honestly, it seems like you know what you're talking about. You know, like, I think I am, you know, like I had a long day. I think I forgot, you know, what do I know? The customer is always right. And then he was like, no, I'm just asking because my dad is Persian. And I was like, oh, okay, do you think I'm your dad? Like, like, I'm not, you know, like I would have known if I had a kid who was older than me. I also, I'm originally from Libya, a country. And 10 years ago or so, I was driving my car back home and I got stopped at a checkpoint. And back then in Libya, most of these checkpoints were controlled by these like religious, like extremist militias. They were like everywhere. And when I say extremist militias, I mean groups like ISIS. I'm not sure if you guys remember them. They kind of fell off. They used to be pretty big on like YouTube. Like, I haven't posted in a while, and so I think about them sometimes. I'm like, oh my God, did they make it through the pandemic? You know? Which I'm sure they did. You know, those guys always wore masks, so. So I'm sure ISIS is doing just fine. Also, I was at the airport recently and I was going through the TSA. And you know, sometimes when you go through the TSA, they see something in your bag that they don't recognize. So they have to take it out to look at it. And the thing that they saw in my carry-on was a notebook. You know, they were like, we've never seen anything like this before. And the agent took it out and he was like looking at it. And then he opened it and just like started flipping the pages. And I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, oh, I just want to see what's inside. And I was like, inside the notebook? I don't know, man, probably words. Like, are you not familiar with words? Like, they're like speech that you hear with your eyes. And we had a lot of back and forth, and then he eventually gave it back to me. And the only reason I didn't want him to look inside is because I write my jokes there, and I don't write them fully. I just write one line to remind me what the joke is. And the notebook was new at the time, and all it had was, "I'm sure ISIS is doing just fine." And I don't know how to explain that to Homeland Security. Because I can't be like, "You guys don't get it, it's just funny." Also, I grew up in a Muslim family. Anyone here grew up practicing Islam? Okay, one person. See you in heaven. Everyone else, you know, good luck. We'll see how that shakes out. No, I read the Bible sometimes just to see what the competition is up to, you know? Just keeping an eye. But I remember when I was a kid, I had a middle school teacher who would tell us about what happens to us when we die and when we go to heaven. And his main selling point was that when we go to heaven, we get rivers of honey. Yeah, and I remember being like, "Well, that sounds exciting for a bear." I don't know, like... I don't know what am I going to do with that, but that sounds cool. I'm also on social media a lot, which I hear is like really good to like your brain growth. My brain is getting smoother every day, and I like that. And the thing that sucks about social media is a lot of people there have opinions. Are you guys familiar with opinions? Have you seen them lately? They're bad. And I too have opinions, mostly excellent. Look them up. And last time I had an opinion that some people did not like. When people don't like your opinions on social media, they will send you death threats. And I don't mind that. You just don't make them long. Like, get straight to the point. I'm not going to read your whole manifesto. And one guy one time did. He sent me one line, and all it said was, "You're not funny. Kill yourself." And I was like, "You didn't need the 'you're not funny' part." You know, like... But the second part, the kill yourself part, I was like, no. Because here's my logic. I was like, you're the one who hates me. Like, why are you giving me homework? Like, you come and do it. Like, why am I doing it? It's your job to do so. I was like, this just seems like another example of a job that an immigrant has to do because an American won't. "I'm not gonna do your work for you, come and kill me." And he never did, lazy. Recently, I decided that I needed to start socializing more with people. So I was like, there's no better place to do that than the next time I take an Uber or a Lyft, I'm gonna talk to the driver. It doesn't matter about what, I'll find a topic and I'll run with it. And I get into this man's car, and 2 minutes in, he starts playing music. And every song he played was either something I recently listened to or something I really liked. So obviously, I had to let him know. So after each song, I would say, "That's a great song, man." Or I'd change it up a bit, and I'll say, "Look at that, he's doing it again." You know, just a fun guy in the back. And that's okay to do, but I did that for like 20 minutes. And has he replied to me once? No. He ignored me the whole time, but I kept going. I'm like, I'm a man on a mission. I'll get to him. But then the music stopped, and what started playing next was my stand-up comedy, and I was terrified. And I was like, I didn't even check if this was my car or not. So from the back, I was like, "Hey, man, hi. Do you know who this is?" And he was like, "What?" And I was like, "The guy doing stand-up on the speakers, do you know who that is?" And he was like, "No." And I was like, "Well, it's me." And he replied, "Well, that's good for you." And I was like, "Bro, are you kidnapping me and gaslighting me? Like, like, you're doing so much tonight. I don't like that." And I really thought something bad was about to happen, but then he drove me to the location I gave him, and I did say that out loud. I was like, "Oh, this is the location I gave you." And he was like, "That's how this usually works, yeah." And then I was like, "Hey, man, I don't mean to be rude, but like, are you like messing with me? Like, what's going on?" And he was like, "What?" And I was like, "Are you like, what's going on?" I was like, "Is this What's happening? Are there cameras around? Is this gonna be on YouTube or something? What's going on? And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, okay, good job. You know, you got me. And he was like, I just want you to leave my car. I'll leave your car, but just so you know, I don't like this one bit. This whole thing you're doing tonight, I don't like it at all. And he was like, sure. And I started leaving the car. I opened the car door. I got my bag out. I got my notebook. And then I pulled my phone out of the charger, which didn't realize. Turns out it was an aux cord. So basically, my phone was connected to the speakers this whole time. And now there's a guy in New York City who thinks I'm a psychopath. Because what happened was, I got into this man's car, this stranger's car, and I played my own music for 20 minutes. And then after each song that I played, I said, what a great song, man. Oh, look at that, he's doing it again. And then I played my own stand-up. And then I said, hey, man, do you recognize the voice? It's your voice, 100% me. Yeah, voices are matching and everything. Are there cameras around? Is this gonna be on YouTube where it belongs? I haven't talked to people since. I was like, this is it for me. Anyway, my name is Mohammed El-Sheikhi. You guys have been so much fun.